This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The death toll from a suicide bomb attack at a busy checkpoint in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has risen to at least 80. More than 90 others were wounded. An explosives-laden vehicle blew up in the middle of a checkpoint where nearly 100 vehicles and rickshaws were waiting in line. Authorities say it was the deadliest incident to hit the capital in months. British counterterrorism police have arrested a 21-year-old man on suspicion of preparing an extremist act. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
The suspect was arrested at a residence in East London. Police say he's being questioned on suspicion of the commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism. The property where he was arrested is being searched by police. The man has not been charged or identified. Police did not provide any details about the suspect's actions. Zaria Shakli, London.
Ukrainian authorities and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have agreed to swap dozens of prisoners tomorrow. Both sides had said earlier this month they would carry out a prisoner exchange by the end of the year, following Russian-Ukraine peace talks in Paris. Under the reported deal, two separatist territories, Donetsk and Lugansk, will get 87 prisoners, while 55 rebel-held captives will be handed over to the Ukrainian government. A Taliban force today raided an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gunfire attack happened in Helmand province, where most districts are Taliban-controlled. An insurgent spokesman claimed its fighters overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The Taliban this week have carried out repeated attacks on government forces in different provinces, inflicting dozens of casualties and overrunning territory. More on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Once again this year, millions of people in the United States will be focused on Times Square in New York City on New Year's Eve. Police in the city say there are no credible terrorist threats, but they are taking no chances. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Thousands of police officers, 175 blocker vehicles, heavy weapons teams, bomb-sniffing dogs, radiation detectors, drones, helicopters, and even boats. NYPD Chief of Intelligence and Counterterrorism, John Miller.
Times Square is probably going to be the safest place on the planet Earth on New Year's Eve, because nobody else puts that kind of effort into an event like this.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea.
We currently have no specific credible threats directed toward any of our events. Still, I'm going to ask that members of the public, as always, remain vigilant.
Julie Walker, New York.
New York City police are stepping up patrols in Jewish neighborhoods after multiple cases of anti-Semitic assaults this week during the Hanukkah holiday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
As New York City's mayor met with Jewish leaders in Crown Heights, detectives were arresting a woman on hate crime charges for slapping three female victims in the face and head.
During the interrogation, she made statements that she committed this crime because she thought that they were Jewish.
Chief of Detectives Rodney Harrison says it's not an isolated case.
We've noticed 8 hate crimes that are alarming to us.
Monday, a man wearing a yarmulke was attacked and kicked in Manhattan, and two boys were accosted by a group of attackers in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn. The Jewish community is already on edge since an attack earlier this month at a kosher market in Jersey City that left a policeman and 3 civilians dead. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia's defense ministry says it has deployed its first intercontinental hypersonic nuclear-capable missiles. President Vladimir Putin has boasted the weapon, which can travel 27 times the speed of sound, puts Moscow in a weapons class of its own. The United States says it will not characterize the Russian claims. A Turkish court has convicted and sentenced to prison 7 journalists following charges they supported a U.S.-based cleric that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accuses of masterminding a failed 2016 coup. The prison terms range from 2 to 3.5 years. Cleric Fethullah Gulen denies involvement in the coup attempt. He lives in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania. And thousands of koalas are feared to have died in a wildfire-ravaged area north of Sydney, Australia, further diminishing Australia's iconic marsupial, while the fire danger accelerated Saturday in the country's east and temperatures soared. The mid-north coast of New South Wales was home to as many as 28,000 koalas. But wildfire fires in recent months have greatly reduced their population and their habitat. Marissa Melton, VOA News.